Africa Climate Conversations, the podcast.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode here at the Africa Climate Conversations podcast. I'm your host, Sophie Mbogwa. Today, I'm taking you with me to Musoa SDA Primary School. Why? Our children are the next generation.
First, we planted tree because it attracts rain, prevent the acceleration, for source income, for beauty, and for medicine, because it provides us with medicine.
When we plant trees, they purify our air, and also they are a source of beauty. Trees, they hold the soil, so that the soil will not be carried away by the water. That is soil erosion. When we plant also trees, they are a source of heat, which gives us charcoal and timber and firewood. And also the fruit trees. When we plant them, they give us food. Like my mother have planted avocado trees. She do not go to the market to buy avocados. She just goes to the garden and takes some avocados there so that we may eat them. The old trees, they are very strong. How? When you burn them as charcoals. The charcoals are very strong. They not get finished very fast. So when you cut down a tree, you plant like two or three.
I like working with the soil because the soil is so soft. And when I work with the soil, I feel so happy and proud. So mostly at our home, we have planted trees and also we have some seedlings. We have planted fruit trees. And also in school, I've planted at least 4 trees because we are asked to bring 4 trees. So I planted the trees because they are attract rains. They are a source of income. They give us foods. They are source of medicine. All that and many more.
Voices from Elizabeth Muikali, Dennis Chalo, and Gloria Mweni, 12-year-old grade 6 learners from Musoa SDA Primary School in Makueni County, talking to us there about why they are protecting the environment. Now, the environment underpins human survival today and tomorrow. As natural resources such as the oceans, rivers, minerals, forests, savannas, grasslands, wildlife and soil are vital for the economies, food production, clean air and the general wealth of every human and wildlife existing on this planet. As the world warms, it is important to remember the vital role the environment's natural resources such as forest play in balancing human activities such as the burning of coal and other fossil fuels and reducing the amount of carbon dioxide released into the atmosphere. We as humans rely on nature to survive and have a God-given responsibility to protect the environment we call home. Hence, teaching our children about the environment and the need to protect it at an early age is critical. Environmental education helps children understand the importance of preserving our natural resources and provides them with the tools to become responsible environmental stewards. Professor Wangari Maathai, the late 2004 Nobel Peace Prize laureate from Kenya, said, "You cannot protect the environment unless you empower people, inform them, and help them understand that these resources are their own and that they must protect them." Words well understood by teacher Nzu Boniface, the environmental club leader at Musoa SDA Primary School. Teacher Nzu has been teaching learners like Muikali, Chalo, Mweni, and Bithem to protect the environment by planting trees and handling waste materials. Why has Nzu been doing this?
We are doing it because we want to purify the air around the environment where the school is located. One, when you come to Musoa, the climate changes. You breathe very fresh air that is not contaminated because we have lots of trees which are providing us with that. Again, we are doing this because we found at some places and at some areas in our school, the soil was being carried away. So we want to protect the soil against the soil erosion. So we've done it, and some areas look even much better than they look like when we joined this school. At times, our learners are getting some activities to do. We want to make them responsible of the environment. And we do this by giving them assignments. They plant trees. They have trees nurseries. We also have a shamba where we have allocated them duties which they carry out every day. Again, we have a nursery where we have done the fruit tree planting. Some of them are ready for replanting now in the shambas. Others, they have just been planted, and we are sure in the next few months we might even make money. So another reason as to why we are doing this is because we also need money to sustain us and sustain some projects in the school.
What are some of the school's projects that Teacher Zoo is talking about?
Some of the desks, we don't go buying them. We make them from the school because we have trees which can provide us with timber. So we are sparing some cash which can be used in other projects in the school other than buying the desks. A desk around here costs 1,000 shillings. That is at the lowest cost. Like in grade 1, grade 2, and grade 3, when we receive a new learner, we don't tell them to go and come with a new desk. We already have timber. The trees which are in school are saving the school around, let's say, around 20 to 30,000, especially when we are doing the repair work of the desks and when we are requesting for new desks, especially for the new learners who join us. For grade 1, just like it is done in most of the schools, we tend to request the parents to come with a new desk. But for the new learners, like this year we've been joined by very many new learners, they didn't come with the desks. They were only paying something little in the office for the repair or for the making up of a new desk. Around 300 to 500 shillings. Again, we also use them for fascia boards. The ones which cannot be used as timber, we use them as firewood to cook for the learners, especially our junior secondary school. They are feeding from the school, right from Uji at 10 o'clock all the way to lunch. So we don't subject our parents to much of giving out the money to school to buy firewood. So at times we get firewood from the school.
Each time the school embarks on a tree planting activity, each learner is required to either bring a seedling or 40 shillings to facilitate the seedlings purchase. The school sources these seedlings from a nearby community that specializes in tree nurseries. On the latest project, each learner is required to plant and care for 4 trees during their times at the school. The teacher is required to plant 10 trees. Gloria Mweni, a 12-year-old 6th grader, has already planted 2 trees, while Leslie Mbithe has learned to decompose degradable litter and use it as manure.
I'm so happy when I sit under a tree because it provides shade, and also when it's time of some fruits. When you're eating, you also get time to get a fruit from the tree, and it's also a fresh fruit because when you buy some fruits from the markets, some are rotten, some are bad, so you'll get sick. So it's better getting fruits from the trees directly.
Once we are done eating our mangoes or avocados, we use them as manure, place them on top of the soil, leave them to decompose for at least 2 weeks, then we come back and then we use them as manure.
To ensure the growth of the trees, the responsibility of the children and the teacher extends beyond the school season. How do they ensure these trees they have planted grow? Here is Teacher Nzu.
Every day, I have to walk around the school to see whether the trees I planted are still there and intact. Number two, together with my learners, in my class where I'm in charge, I have selected a few learners to assist me, one, in watering the trees. We do it together. Two, they also assist me in ensuring that the plant has not been attacked by weeds. Three, if it is over the holiday, I have to come in person and see how my trees are going on. If I find that they are not doing well, then it is my responsible now to ensure that I either weed them, or if one dies, it is my responsibility to do the replacement. So that is what the much that I'm doing as a teacher and the much that we are doing as teachers. It is a sole responsibility of the teacher to ensure that his or her 10 or more trees are growing, not the responsibility of the learner.
Chalo, Mbithe and Mweni have not only learned environmental protection at school, but also at home. What are some of the lessons they have picked from their parents' environmental practices?
During the weekends, my parents don't work. They get some fruits from the trees and go and sell, so we get some income from our compound. For the trees like blueberries, when some branches are dried up, for them not to affect the other branches which are fresh, they get someone to climb up a tree and then cut the dried up branches, and then we use them as firewood. And then some branches which are big, we use them to make charcoal. Because you don't need to find firewood from your neighbor's trees or from your neighbor's forest, you don't want to go and borrow firewood or charcoal. You'll only get charcoal and firewood from your compound and your trees.
One day, I saw my mother putting some ash under the avocado tree so that it may change the taste to be very sweet when it changes the taste bad. She picks the avocados and go to sell at the market. And what I would like to do about avocado trees when I grow up, I would like to plant many avocado trees so that I may get money.
To sum it up, the late reggae icon from South Africa, Lucky Dube, sang and said, teach them right. What you teach your children is crucial, because even as they grow and leave the nest, they never stray too far away from the values instilled in them. When they were young, choose that environmental protection be one of those values. The school has a long tradition of growing trees. Teacher Nzu says that previous students planted the old trees dotting the compound. This tradition emanated from past wind experiences, as the school is located in a windy area. Apart from wind protection, what other advantages has the school seen?
We don't have a hall in our school where our kids can feed from. So when they get their lunch, when they get their porridge, they move out, they sit under the shades, and they enjoy taking their meals from there. The teachers also enjoy sitting outside under the trees which have been planted by both the teachers and the learners. We have had a very funny episode around here, that because of the trees which we have here, we have been receiving rains in the school and around the school environs, which has not been received elsewhere around here. So it's funny that 5 kilometers from the school, the area is dry. But within the school, we have had rains all the way from 2 to around 4. And we have realized that it is because of the trees which are here. So they tend to pull some clouds around here, which are giving us lots of rains. And we are thankful, because the older trees are assisting the young seedlings to grow. They are providing shade, that is one. Again, the attraction of the rainfall. Again, these trees have done wonders to us. You go to some areas and the school roofs are carried away. There has been a lot of breakage, especially with the subsidizing rains. Right now, in our school, we don't fear anything. We don't fear the roofs from being blown away, because we know our roofs are stable and they are protected against the strong winds. Where we are located is an area where it's like a path of the strong winds. But to protect our school, we planted trees. And we planted them outside, in between the blocks, and even at the fence, so that we may fully protect our school against this danger.
Apart from indigenous and exotic trees such as Griveria, how have fruit trees benefited the school?
Even the fruit trees have supplemented some of the finances in our school. For example, the last mango season, we had a good harvest, though not like last year, but at least we made some harvest, which gave us some good amount, around 20 to 30,000, which was used in clearing some of the school debts. So we're proud of what we are doing. At least we are not losing, but we are gaining. And again, when it is mango season, the learners enjoy eating the mangoes. And we have one policy: once you get a mango, give it to the teacher, then it will come back to you. So they have learned the responsibility of taking care of everything that is in the school, including the mangoes. They don't just pick and eat. They pick, take to the teachers, and then the mangoes are taken back to the learners, who still enjoy as the teachers are enjoying.
The school is in Makueni County, an arid and semi-arid zones of Kenya eastern region, an area often hit by drought. According to Tijanzu, the school has learned to harden its trees in order to survive the drought.
We harden our trees by training them that they are not going to be watered every day. So we only water them twice or thrice in a week. So there are some which will be watered in twice in a week, others thrice, depending on how the tree is doing. If we find that it is weak, we can increase the number of watering. If we find that it is getting strong, then we go on training it. Because this area again is stricken by some long dry periods. So we don't want to have a bother with our trees as they grow. We want to train them when it is dry, they can survive. When it is rainy season, they can also survive. So that is why we are hardening the trees.
And what is Chalo's, Mbithe's and Mweni's advice?
I would tell them to plant trees because they are so helpful to our compounds and also to our areas, because it prevents a lot of wind from carrying away our roofs from our house. It prevents soil erosion. It prevents flooding also, because when a lot of water passes around the trees, it is so difficult for the water to go so near to our houses, so that our houses don't go with water.
What I would like to say, it is to be planting two more trees after every year.
I want to tell the other children to continue planting trees so that you can help our economic system.
Thanks for joining with me today. Please subscribe to our Africa Climate Conversations YouTube channel, where you have the opportunity to view the comprehensive documentary coming soon, which details the school's collaboration with the local community, where money sourced from parents to buy their seedlings flows back to the community, who are selling part of their seedlings to the school. Please also remember you can listen to this episode and many other episodes from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other podcast channels you listen to your other podcasts from. From me, Sophie, asante sana, kwa heri, my name is Sophie Mbogwa.
Africa Climate Conversations. The podcast.